Bionic.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Well, almost. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America tonight. Oh, I cut off the president. What was I thinking? My fault. My bad. Here's the president talking about something we're going to talk about this hour, at least this first couple minutes, because we're so inflamed about or enraged about gas prices. Here's the press.
If we don't develop the technology to use less energy to make our economy more energy efficient, then we will always be dependent on foreign countries for our energy needs.
All right, we don't want to be dependent on foreign countries for our energy needs, but we had a chance to be dependent on a good neighbor to create some jobs, and that would be the Keystone Pipeline. That was put on a shelf. Trust me, if Obama wins the election, that will be pulled back out in the beginning of January of next year. So the crisis we're in with the gas, it's just, it's a matter of economics. People cannot pay $5, $6, $7 is way over the top. $7 is a fantasy land that nobody's going to, fantasy that people are going to actually have the money to pay $7 a gallon. No, 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 no. We're not living in Europe, so we're not living in that storybook where it really costs a lot to preserve that way of life. And that's the idea. It's a sacred cow that you can't touch. It's going to go up and it's going to go down somewhat, but if there's a certain threshold where it's the point of no return, for a lot of people, $4, $5 is absolutely that point of no return. I think at this point, you just pile this on to the frustrations people are feeling. And the idea that you can't grab on to the piece of American pie that you thought you would be promised, that you thought you would be able to at least have a shot at, is what's sending people running for the hills and trying desperately, desperately to figure out ways to keep it together. And then keeping it together, you got to have that money come in to pay the bills. It's in and out, in and out. And if you know how that goes. Not enough coming in, then you can't meet the needs, and what goes out is not good because you're not paying what you have to pay for things that are due. I've never heard so many people, this is how you know things are bad, I've never heard so many people talk about their bills. I mean, people, that used to be sort of taboo. People didn't talk about their financial situation. And now it's commonplace for people to just spill it and or to say, you know, they're struggling with the bills, paying the bills, trying to figure out a way to pay the bills, you know, that kind of stuff. So that being said, the chance to ease the burden arose in and has been sitting there where we could open up the strategic oil stocks. We could open up that reserve, but we're not doing it, although there was a rumor that was leaked out that British Prime Minister David Cameron left with a bilateral agreement in place to do just that, that Britain and the U.S. would cooperate and they would release strategic oil stocks. The White House says no way, no how, that that's not true. And I think they're reserving the right to possibly use that if they have to, if things get that bad. That's what will happen. What do you think? What do you think should be done? We've talked about this. In fact, a lot of you called in last week to say if you were in the shoes of the person who called the place, which I don't really think it's the president, if you were in the hill somewhere, let's say, and if you were calling the plays, what would you call? Lift the moratoriums, really start to take a look at sources that are viable, not ridiculous, What would you do at this point? Build more refineries. Want to talk about technology? You have to have the at least you have to have enough in place to continue to do what you're doing to operate. If you don't, how can you pay for all these technologies and think that they're going to be produced to an affordable level? It's like wind power. People talk about wind power. Oh, wind power is so great. So great. What do? Glue a bunch of pinwheels together, thousands of them? Because who can afford that? What do you think a price of a windmill is? What do you think the going price of a windmill is? Couple of quick follow-ups. I want to make sure we get to it this hour because we're going to roll into another version of Nail the Score that focuses on March Madness. So before we get there, the soldier who was accused in the massacre in Afghanistan has been apparently upset at a few different things. Casualty in the unit, didn't think he was going to be deployed to Afghanistan and wasn't informed that he was on the list. The soldier saw his friend's leg blown off the day before the rampage. That's what the lawyer's saying, and that he was totally upset and couldn't believe what was happening around him. So we can already see where this defense is shaping up. The guy who is defending the soldier is called the Barefoot Bandit, and he's out of Washington. This attorney, his name's John Henry Brown, and he's going to represent this soldier, which is so odd when I read that, because I thought, how is that he's going to represent him? Unless I was confused on the stories. Anyway, they're not releasing the client's name. He's under protection on the Joint Base Lewis McChord. The fact that that's where he hails from in Tacoma, that's the home base. He has two young kids, 3 and 4, so really, really young. 38 years old, originally from the Midwest, deployed last December with the 3rd Striker Brigade, and on February 1st was attached to what they call the Village Stability Op. He was highly decorated, all that stuff, had been nominated for a Bronze Star, which he didn't get. And the list of accolades go on and on and on. His family was totally shocked, saying that he never said anything antagonistic about Muslims, that he's very mild-mannered, all that kind of stuff. So he's suspected, we know, at this point of going on that rampage in the villages near his base, killing 9 kids and 7 other people and burning some of their bodies. And this is right on the heels of a controversial Quran burning incident that involved some U.S. soldiers. So the tension, needless to say, in that neck of the woods couldn't be more intense. I mean, just intense. And the pressure. Get out of Afghanistan now. It's already too late. Put the wheels in motion and roll them out. We're rolling on to a couple of different things here on ATN, including a special edition of Nail the Score. Take a pen, write this on your hand or a piece of paper, 800-259-5791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Syracuse from the East almost fell at the hands of UNCA, 72-65. That one's in the books. Also, Murray State gets by CSU, 58-41. There's some interesting action in the first handful of games on Thursday, but there's a whole bunch of action on Friday, too. So we're going to pick two games, and the reason that we're going to let the computer pick two games is because that'll give you two chances. I want somebody to win this, and maybe we'll get lucky, and somebody will win. So Donovan Mattson has been practicing. Boom! He's right there on the trigger. Here's the games. Texas and Cincinnati, Florida and Virginia. How about that? Two different kinds of games. I'm going to say Texas ekes out a win over Cincinnati, although it's not going to be easy. They've got some incredible freshmen. The freshmen will step up. I like Texas to win at 72-68. I think it's going to be a nail biter, but they win it. Then for Virginia and Florida, I'm going to say Virginia wins this. So it would be a 10 seed knocking off a 7. And I think the final score there is, I'm going to say 78-75. So I'm going to say two really super close games. And I have no reason. I did look at their depth chart. Who cares? Paralysis after too much analysis on these games. I looked at head-to-head meetings, and really, it's a wash. I think it's a wash, and the same thing with the other game, although a little bit of an edge might go to Texas. So here's the deal. You just have to call in. You don't have to pay even a dollar or two like you do when you play Mega Millions or Powerball. If you correctly nail the score, you get all the prizes. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Even if you have one eye open, call us up. Whatever happened to our pal Edna? Edna would call in, and she always had a guess or two. Jay in Kentucky, hello. Jay.
There
he is. Good deal.
Well, I'm going totally opposite of you. I think Texas is going to lose.
Okay.
To Cincinnati. I'm going to say 69-63.
Got it.
And I think Florida's going to win. And we're going to say 75-70.
Ooh, two tight games, though.
Yeah.
69-63 and 75-70?
Yep.
Yeah. Ooh, we'll see. Gators and Cincinnati. You really do get the opposite end, yeah.
Things got a little tight in our business, but I think we're still going to try and squawk the same deal out for you.
Oh, okay. So meaning that if somebody wins the prize pack, Jay will throw in, you can rent a cabin from him in the Smokies, and you would get a $100 bill on the table if you did that. And if you didn't want that, you would have the option of a $50 gas card.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I love it. Jay, thanks for contributing. We appreciate it. You have a good one. Both hands on the wheel. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate. I got
hello.
Texas, 54. Cincinnati, 60.
So another Cincy, okay.
And then Virginia is 56. Florida, 63.
Ooh, so another one. But everybody's staying close so far. I think they're going to be good games. I'm going to be watching both of those games.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun to sit back and watch that, drink some coffee,
yeah,
and hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like those early games, definitely. All right, you have a great weekend.
Okay, you take care.
800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. If you just tuned in, you have not lost your mind. We are not ranting about gas prices or Obama making up a story that he doesn't have a deal with David Cameron as far as releasing oil from the strategic reserves. Instead, we are doing a little March Madness, and the games that have been chosen, Cincinnati and Texas, Florida and Virginia. Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, Kata. I'll talk to you about oil in the next hour, okay? But right now, I'm thinking Florida over Virginia, 70-59, and Cincinnati over Texas, 71-70.
71-70.
In overtime. In overtime.
Yeah, but I'll give it to you if it's not even overtime, because you'd be nailing it. That'd be good if you nailed it, even that was the score. So 70-59, Florida, and Cincy 71-70. You're locked and loaded.
All right.
All right. He's all right. Okay, thanks, Tomas. 800-259-5791. You tuned in. We're nailing the score. Not the games that are past. That'd be easy, wouldn't it? I say Wisconsin gets Montana 73-49. Yeah, you looked at the score. So, no, these are games that haven't taken place yet on Friday. Like, the thing that was interesting in the first day out is the seeds that the seeds were pretty much intact, but were challenged. Some of the schools that you thought would have a layup were a little bit challenged, we'll say. UNLV lost their matchup. That was kind of a surprise. 68-64, Colorado beat them. And I don't know, I might have picked the opposite on that one. I don't know how you're doing in your brackets. 800-259-5791. Okay, let's jump out to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Hello again.
Hello.
I'm going to take Texas over Cincinnati, 72-68. I don't know where I got that score from, but I think it's a good one. And for Florida over Virginia, ditto,
72-68. So another Florida fan. All right, you're locked and loaded, as I just said. Thanks, Dan.
Okay.
That's the name of the game. Justin in Kentucky, you have the floor. Hey, Justin.
Hey, what's up?
Let's see if you have the right guess.
Cincinnati over Texas, 75-63, and Florida over Virginia, 79-61.
79-61. Oh, there's a bigger spread there. The Gators are pretty good. That's why I picked them as an upset. So we'll see. You might be in the money. Are you doing the bracket thing?
Oh, definitely. We get in at work. I get in with my father-in-law. Big basketball country out here in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Great basketball country. Fun to go and watch a game at Rupp. I had the pleasure of doing that once, and it was electrifying. The atmosphere was incredible. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
A lot of people will do not just one bracket. Maybe it's a couple dollars. Maybe it's more, but they'll get a couple brackets and fill them out in tournaments and change the Final Four round, or maybe some of the mid-tier things they think are going to happen, like the Sweet 16 or whatever. But 100 million people supposedly fill out the brackets. So you tell me, 100 million people says that people care about March Madness, if just for the aspect of competing and checking the games every day while they're at work. What? Who did I have? Did you have Vermont? Yes. Do you have? How about Vermont? Vermont on Friday. That's not one of the games we picked. But the number one ranked North Carolina taking on Vermont, the 16 seed, late in the afternoon at Greensboro Coliseum in North Carolina. Boo hoo! Unfair. I would love it if Vermont won that game. What a shocker that would be, wouldn't it? Because you just do not expect them to lose. That'd be an upset. Let's hope there's at least some upsets during this tournament. There were almost a few today, but they escaped it. So that's good. And probably the biggest one was the Orangemen. Oh, they were not expecting it, I don't think, to be that close. All right, they also say that you can send us emails, but you have to do it during this hour for the games. By the way, if you don't want to pick both games, you can just say one game. So you throw a guess out, we write it down. As long as nobody else has it, you're okay. Florida and Virginia, that's the afternoon game. The earlier game that strikes just after noon is Texas and Cincinnati. Texas and Cincinnati, and that's a pretty hard one to handicap. The freshman that the Texas has against four pretty beefy veterans and a guy who can knock you out of the paint, that's tougher. A lot tougher. 800-259-5791. Back with more of Nail the Score coming up in just a few.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hey, when you do these brackets, everybody's looking for an upset. Iowa State just knocked out defending champs UConn. Ooh, that is huge. I bet a lot of people didn't have Iowa State doing that. I mean, even if they, on paper, had a decent team where you looked at the matchups or said you knew what you were doing when you filled the thing out, I don't think many people could claim that, at least not in the first round, not out of the gate. But that's what's cool about the tournament, is the one-and-done thing, which is why we have all these arguments about college football and why don't they do the same thing, even if you still use the bowl system, because this is the kind of stuff that can happen, and it's this is surprising. I wouldn't have predicted this. I looked at this game and didn't even think twice about that. So, Iowa State 77-64 was the final. How about that? Jim Calhoun in Connecticut, they are packing their bags. They are done. Done. There's a kid named Chris Allen who was in double figures, 20 points, and here was the big thing. Iowa State on their possessions in the end, last 14 at the free throw line, boom, 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 money. That's how they beat UConn. How about that? This is the first time, here's a little piece of trivia for you, this is the first time since 1996 when UCLA, that the defending champs have lost in an opener in the first round. Calhoun was so furious, he has a little hot fuse. He didn't even wait for the final buzzer. He was already heading out. Bye. He was going to half court. Thanks, Fred. See you around. Thanks, Fred Hoiberg. Iowa State, good luck. We're out of here. We're getting that plane. We're not down with this. We're moving on. All right, so that one's in the books. That's an upset. We're talking about these other games that you could win some fabulous prizes and bragging rights here on America Tonight if you correctly nail the score. That's why it's called Nail the Score. We did it during the NFL season, so we thought it'd be fun to do it for March Madness, especially since I had this great, this one prize that was so great, the wireless GPS. 800-259-791, or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net. The games that we have, you could pick one or do both. Cincinnati and Texas, that tips at 12:15 Eastern. And then the other game, Florida and Virginia, 2:10 tip for that. The Texas-Cincinnati game, by the way, just for fun, is being played in Tennessee. And the Virginia-Florida game is being played in Omaha, Nebraska. Let's go to Danielle in Kentucky. Hey, Daniel.
Kate, good evening. I'm a Virginia alum, but I have to tell you, I truly believe Florida, being an SEC team and seeing the havoc they wreaked on Kentucky, you know, the other day in that last game matchup, Donovan is just going to be hard to beat. So I'm going to say you're going to have a game somewhere at about 65 for Virginia and probably about 71 for Florida.
That would be 71-65, got it.
And on the Cincinnati-Texas game, I'm gonna have to go with Cincinnati after what they did with the Orangemen there a few days ago.
Yeah.
Depending again which Cincinnati Bearcat team shows up.
Yeah.
And so I'm gonna pick them over the Longhorns, and that will be. Will be a game also probably about 62 for Texas, about 69 for Cincinnati.
69-62, and I want to make sure I got this right. Gators 76-65.
Yes.
Yeah, got it down. Yep. You are locked and loaded. I loved your rationale, and you're right. If you go by what happened heading into this, you could be your analysis could be right on.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I thank you again, Kate. I tell you, it's just I love hearing you on there. And of course, I picked you up on Monday night here on WVOK here in Lexington. And of course, obviously, you have a great Kentucky fan base because every time I hear you, you're getting all these calls from all over the Commonwealth. So, you know, you, as they say, you're doing good, Kate. So,
all right, thank you. I love Kentucky. I love the people in Kentucky too. I went to school in Ohio when we used to always make runs to Kentucky. Go to the Kentucky Derby. Go to Louisville. I've gone to Lexington a bunch of times. Great horse country. Beautiful area. So it's really fun to be on the air in Kentucky. Kevin is listening to us, speaking of Kentucky, in the great state of Kentucky, basketball territory. Hey, Kev.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, what do you think? What do you think is going to happen in these games?
Well, I hate to say it. I think it's just a little bit backwards on that, on the Texas game. I think Texas is going to lose. I'm going to take your score, 72-68, Cincinnati.
72-68, Cincinnati, got it. Okay.
And you are very entertaining. And for the other one, I'm going to have to say Florida, 69-65.
A lot of people right around that same range. All right, so everybody's going against me. I love it. I can't wait, Kevin, so I can brag and play back all of this tape to tell you guys you lost when I go back on the air. No, good luck and have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks.
And enjoy the games. I mean, this, you know what? This to me is, it's a sort of a dead zone in a way in sports, but it's not a dead zone to me because you've got spring training in baseball. We're almost headed into the season, and the tournament is just, it's exciting. And maybe it is the whole bracket thing. And I did sports, and I was around sports and covered sports, so I guess I would be unusual in that sense. But I remember from the get-go, even when I was doing news, I remember being in a newsroom in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and just being just glued to these games, the finishes, and to, you know, watching what was going to happen in those final minutes. And there were a couple of games like that earlier on Thursday, maybe Friday's, and Friday's got some huge matchups, not just the ones that we happen to pick, but there's a slew of other games that are pretty good that are early afternoon games and then head back into the evening. Like, one that I think is going to be interesting is what's going to happen with my team. Woohoo! Ohio. MAC Conference, lowly MAC Conference. My team, a 13 seed against Michigan, a 4 seed. What do you think the chances are that my Bobcats are going to knock off Michigan? This one's being played in Nashville, too. It's a 7:20 tip. Because I went there, I'll be watching this game. But that's not one of the, I don't think that's one of the more fascinating matchups that's going to have people glued to the action. I think you've got, like, Temple in South Florida, Temple, their whole story of their season getting in, it being one of the big schools from Philadelphia, not thinking they were going to get in and then getting in. Also, what's going to happen with, Purdue and in their matchup, and that's a later one, that's an evening one in St. Mary's, because they can be tricky. You know, you're kind of looking for a few of those upsets in the bracket. All right, here's the numbers. So I don't want to leave anyone out that wants to chime in. We're doing this nail the score thing. You don't have to know anything about college hoops. You're just throwing out guesses. Who do you think's going to win? And we pick the matchups, not any of the games that I just mentioned. Texas and Cincinnati, Virginia and Florida. You could just do one if you want, or do both. We're going to hit the mail room because a lot of you emailed me, just like you do when we do nail the score with the NFL. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Here's a couple. This one from the doll. Now, I can't tell. The doll, man, woman. The doll says Texas, I agree, will win over Cincinnati. The final score, though, is going to be a blowout. 85-70. 85-70 would be a huge blowout. Then jumping to the next game, Florida beating Virginia. The Gators roll on this one, 70-61. So a pretty big spread there. Not close for the doll. So when you, that's like one of those androgynous things with a nickname. Remember the skit on Saturday Night Live where they did Pat and they kept trying to get Pat to say whether Pat was a man or a woman? I don't know if the doll, I'm assuming the doll is a woman, I don't know. Mike is listening to us also in the great state of Kentucky. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Kate.
What do you think? Hey, are you going against me, too?
I think I'm going to take, Cincy over Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I will go Cincy 67 over Texas 61.
Okay.
And let's see, Florida and Virginia, right?
Yeah, Florida and Virginia.
Okay, I'll take Florida 73, Virginia 59.
Ooh, so they're a big spread there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Florida is good. Florida, I was looking for a little bit of an upset, but Florida's pretty good. It's tough to go. It's tough to go against the Gators in this one. I did,
oh, yeah.
But I think you're gonna be hard pressed to see that.
They were tough against Kentucky, man. They really were.
Yeah, and Kentucky's so good, as you know, obviously. So
yeah.
I guess there's something to that magic if you watch that happen. But might be Virginia, because I picked Virginia. We'll see. Hey, have a great weekend. Enjoy the games.
Okay.
This is one of those pizza weekends, if your wife will let you do it, where you just park yourself on the couch and just order a pizza and drink some beer or some iced tea. You're just watching the game. You just want to be left alone. Unless it's going to be a sunny, warm weekend. That means honey-do list for some of you. Mowing the lawn, perhaps. Fertilizing. Yeah, doing all those chores that you hate to do because spring has now sprung ahead. Oh, I hate springing ahead. Oh, I started off the week saying that. Oh, can we please spring back? I was hoping for another week of like chilly in the 30s. I'm not going to get in my 30s, I know it. 800-259-5791. We're heading for the exit, so make sure you jam on these lines quickly if you want to get in. 800-259-5791. We're nailing the score.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Pack save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved.
All right, Dave in Vermont. Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're doing the Nail the Score thing with March Madness. Thought it'd be fun. I'm totally into March Madness. I think I told my little story about watching in the newsroom, and I was really hooked then. I didn't watch, grew up in a football, baseball, hockey family, and pro hoops, not so much college hoops, although I watched like St. Joe's and Villanova and stuff, but not that much. And then really, really got sucked into it when I was doing the brackets and watching all the games. I got totally interested in it. So Dave in Vermont is interested. He says Cincinnati 75-68. Yo, Dave. Virginia, he's on my team with Virginia, 79-74. So he thinks it's going to be close. Most of you are saying Gators, and really conventional wisdom would tell you, in fact, I think almost everyone besides Dave and I picked Virginia. If you look at the odds and if you look at the matchups, I mean, if you just even Googled it, pretty much it would be in favor of Florida, but I'm looking for an upset, and I look for an upset in my bracket. So this could be it, let's say. Like Iowa State, who thought heading into this that UConn, the defending champs, would be gone in the first round, rather, by Iowa State, but they are. They're done. They're toast. And they looked shocked. They did. So that there's not going to be a big showdown. Kentucky wanted to go after UConn. They didn't get it because Iowa State said the Cyclones came in there and said, adios, you're out of here. We're going to beat you. And they did, and they poured it on in the end, and that's what they needed to do, and they did. Syracuse almost was knocked out, too. UNCA almost did it. But in the end, the number one seed in the East stays. 72-65 was that final score. So there were a few surprises and a few near misses where almost you had a big one go down. Like, here's an example, 11-6 seed. Colorado beats UNLV 68-64. And I think in the very, very beginning of the game, somebody sent me a text and said, whoa, check out the Buckeyes. And the Buckeyes won. The score is 78-59, but that doesn't tell the whole story. That's the problem of, you know, in the old days when you'd read the paper and there wasn't descriptions of the games and you would look at the box scores. Well, it didn't really tell you very much. So Ohio State wins 78-59, like I say. But in the second half is where Loyola started to come back more, started to pour it on more. I never really thought they were in danger of losing this thing, but I guess if you even get close at some point, then everybody in the room turns to you and says, oh my gosh, they can't go out. That's why I have my bracket. I gotta have my final four intact. That can't happen. So they used their advantages, though. They were much bigger than the Greyhounds. Much bigger. Deshaun Thomas, 31 points. 12 boards. He was the leader of the band for Ohio State. Wow. 800-259-7791 or americatonight.net. We got a couple others to go to on the web. We're going to do that. The people who sent in scoring guesses, we're going to do that. But first, let me give you some interesting fun facts that we learned the other day that you might have missed. Some interesting tips heading into it. If you were paying attention, you were filling out brackets. There are some tried and true rules that have really stayed the same over the years. For example, picking the one or two seeds to lose. 16 seeds in the first round, 0 for 108, 15 seeds, 4 for 108, if you had done that. Second round picks. Advance the number one seeds into the third round unless a very good reason not to. 88% of the number one seeds advance to the Sweet 16. I knew that, so whenever I'm filling out things, I never even think of that. How about this? No team worse than the number 11 seed has gotten into the Elite 8. 25 have made it into Sweet 16, but only one has ever advanced. That's pretty telling. If you're looking for the upset, be careful about going there. And then the perfect bracket odds I thought were fascinating. We had R.J. Bell on the show the other night, and he said if one bracket per second was filled out, it would take 292 trillion years to fill out all the possible brackets, 20 times longer than the universe has existed. How about this? If all the people on Earth filled out one bracket per second, it would take over 43 years to fill out every possible bracket. And even if a person had a 90% chance of winning each game he picked, his odds would still be 763-1 against a perfect bracket. And when I read that, I thought, you know what? I don't know that I have ever seen a perfect bracket. I don't think I have. There are a crazy amount of possible brackets. And that's why all the points in going through the first round, the second round, and so on, to not confuse it, to have points for as you advance every round. And that makes sense than waiting till the end and trying to figure it out and tabulate all that. Mm. You know, if it took, if all the people on Earth filled out one bracket per second, it would take over 43 years to fill out every possible bracket. Excuse me while I age filling out these brackets. Yeah. Where did those years go by? They were eaten up by trying to win a few bucks extra from what I paid into the pool. So, I said this at the top. I'm going to say this again. It's worth repeating. If you pull anything, little trivia information out of it, I think that you can pull this out. Over 100 million or so, might even be more, people who participate in the brackets. How about that? And over 12 billion is actually wagered, so more than combined than the Super Bowl. That was just a little surprising to me. Maybe I don't know why, because so many of us watch college hoops, and of course we would participate in anything anyone's doing. But wow, that number again, 12 billion on college hoops, and they probably haven't even seen the teams play. Some people actually are doing the offshore thing, so they get somebody to vouch for them, and then they have to have, some, in most cases, they have to have the signer there with them. Mm. All right, 800-259-5791. Here's one from Martha, who says, I don't know a dang thing about hoop. My husband said, call her and tell her this. Yes, on Texas, his score is 68-65. Ooh, 68-65. On the other side of things, Florida all the way. The final score is 81-73. Ooh, that's a random number. 81-73. I wonder how they came up with the number, I guess, from all the gambling that's done, but over 100 million participants. Whew. Could be higher. Could be higher than that. I've seen people really snatch up those brackets and fill out 2 and 3. Mm. We'll see. We'll see if I'm right and you're all wrong, because most people picking against me, Florida and Cincinnati, and not so much Texas and Virginia. I went that route. We'll see who holds up, who fares better in this bracket that we've got going on here of these two select games. If you nail the score, it's so worth it. Even for just the GPS system alone, it's pretty cool stuff. Good luck to everybody.